You may be familiar with the name Meryl Dorey. She's arguably the most vocal anti-vaccine campaigner in the nation, and she believes those in the medical profession who are pro-vaccination are somewhat evil. She is quoted in at least one newspaper article that I saw as calling them evil doctors. Well, Ms. Dorey's back in the news today following a ruling by Brisbane Supreme Court Judge Jean Dalton that parents of a child she believed was at great risk of contracting hepatitis B had to vaccinate that child against the disease, even though they are also anti-vaccine proponents. Now, all this happened last year, but it's only now that Justice Dalton has published her reasons for making the court order. Doctors made an urgent application to the court soon after the baby was born, believing it had a great risk of developing the disease unless it was vaccinated within 48 hours of its birth. The doctors based their fears on the fact that the baby's mother was a chronic sufferer of Hep B. The mother was opposed to any vaccination on religious grounds. Her husband was opposed on what's been termed philosophical grounds. Apparently he feared the baby could develop a rare brain disorder if vaccinated. Well, enter Meryl Dorey from the Australian Vaccination Network. That, by the way, is somewhat of a misnomer. I think they should be calling themselves the Australian Anti-Vaccination Network, but that's not why what we're here to talk about today. Ms. Dorey believes Justice Dalton should not have ordered the baby's vaccination against the wishes of the parents. And she goes further than that, than simply voicing opposition to that ruling. And I'd just like to read this from her Facebook page. If you find yourself in this situation and you are trapped in the hospital, contact the AVN and we will do what we can for you. We have hidden parents before, and we will do it again if necessary. Yes, it would seem that the Australian Vaccination Network is offering to hide parents who find themselves in situations where their children are being forced to undergo vaccinations against their wishes. And Meryl Dorey joins me on the program now. G'day, Meryl.
G'day, Harvey. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well indeed.
So I'd like to correct you before we go any further. I have never called doctors evil. You're reading something from a website by Mamma Mia, and what they're saying in that page is completely wrong, so you can't believe everything that you read. I have never called doctors evil, and the Australian Vaccination Network is not anti-vaccination. We simply believe that everyone has the right to make this decision for their own children. So I just wanted to correct you before we went any further on that. I hope you don't mind.
No, I certainly don't mind. I'm more interested, really, in your Facebook page, which would seem to point to the fact that you're offering parents the capability of being hidden by your organisation if they find themselves subjected to a court order similar to the one that was handed down by Justice Dalton in Brisbane. Is that true? You're offering to hide parents?
Every state in Australia has a policy on hepatitis B for mothers who are Hep B positive, and that policy is made by the health departments in the state. And the policy says that if a mother has hepatitis B positive status, then they are to be offered for their children a hepatitis B immunoglobulin shot and a hepatitis B vaccination shot. They are to be offered this. If they decide not to take it, then that is their right. That is what the health department in every single state says. But all it takes is one doctor to say, I don't think that these parents have the right that the health department says. They then report that to the courts, and they get a court order based on the word of one doctor, and the courts can then turn around and take away a parent's rights. Now, may I remind you that there was a time in the not-too-distant past in Australia where a group of well-meaning people decided that they felt they knew more about the welfare, what was good for the welfare of children, than the parents of those children did. And that was what we called the stolen generation, where white Australians said that it was not in a child's best interest to be raised in an Aboriginal household.
Well, that's got nothing to do with this particular argument, so let's stick
see,
with the main game.
No, it hasn't, right.
Because parents, of course, are well-meaning and they want the best for their children, but they're not skilled medical professionals most of the time. Doctors are.
And doctors are not perfect, and doctors are not... I mean, how many people in Australia die because doctors make errors? There are over 18,000 deaths in Australia every year from medical error.
So, do you have the figures of children who die because they haven't been vaccinated, even though the doctors would, it hasn't got as far as the court. Parents have objected to and refused to have their children vaccinated against Hep B or whatever. And as a result of that, the medical professionals have acceded to that request, even though they might personally oppose it. What about the death rates of those people?
I haven't heard of one case of a death from someone whose parent refused vaccination. I mean, that doesn't mean that it hasn't happened, but I've never heard of one. And yet, we have an adverse reactions register at the AVN with, unfortunately, dozens of children who have died because of vaccination.
And well, what about the number of children who will die if they're not vaccinated against these diseases?
Well, what the AVN has been asking for many, many years, and what the government has not done, is a study to actually compare the overall health of the fully vaccinated with the fully unvaccinated. And you would think that since we spend over $600 million last year on vaccinations in Australia, that the government would spend $1 million or $2 million actually studying them to find out whether or not our children are healthier because of them. And I think that's a very reasonable thing to request, and yet the government has consistently refused to do that. 40% of Australia's children are currently suffering from chronic conditions. And, you know, if we look back 40 or 50 years, you would find that that figure would be far lower, maybe less than 10%. So, you know, if we're talking about keeping children healthy, then I think we need to be looking at what we're doing and not just assuming things. But what we're actually talking about here is, does a parent have the right to decide how their child will be treated, or does a doctor who may have examined them for a very short time have that right? And the law says that the parents have that right. Now, this judge made a decision that is a very dangerous decision based on the word of one doctor who is not perfect. Nobody's perfect. Not one of us is perfect. When it comes down to this, the law says, and the policy in the state says, that it is the parents' right to make this decision. And for the judge to then overrule the parents' right to make that decision is a very dangerous thing. And whenever in the past we have allowed the courts to overrule a parent's right to decide what is best for their child, we have run into very serious problems.
So do you concede that a child that is born with either parent, particularly the mother, I would suggest, if the mother is infected with hepatitis B, do you concede that that infant has a bigger than better than average chance of contracting hepatitis B itself?
All of the studies that I have seen, and there are some very large studies that were done in China of hepatitis B vaccination in families where the mother was Hep B chronic, they show that even with vaccination, the child has a fairly decent chance of still contracting hepatitis B. And there are treatments for hepatitis B that are used in other countries that are not necessarily used in Australia that reduce a child's risk of having any long-term problems because of a Hep B infection. So it's not an either-or. It's not we either vaccinate or the child's going to die. It's there are a range of options, and parents need to be aware of these options so they can make the best choice that they can for their child.
The objection was raised on the basis that the mother objected on religious grounds, and we do respect people's religious beliefs, of course. I'm rather curious about the father's objection. He was worried that if the child was vaccinated against Hep B, the baby might develop a rare brain disorder. How would he work that out?
Well, because there have been brain conditions reported after vaccinations, including permanent brain damage.
And what, from babies who were born with either one or both parents having Hep B?
No.
Exactly, and that's the point that we're making.
Let me finish, please. The reaction is caused by the vaccine, not by the hepatitis. Even if a baby contracts hepatitis B from the mother, that if that condition becomes chronic, which is only a small percentage of the cases, then the child has a risk later on in life, and we're talking 20 or 30 years down the track, of developing cirrhosis of the liver or liver cancer.
It also has a great potential to develop hepatitis B when it's more than 48 hours old if they're not vaccinated. That is what considered medical opinion is
even
telling us.
Even with the vaccine, they can still develop hepatitis B.
Yeah, well, imagine how much worse it would be without the vaccine.
Well, we don't know, do we?
Because no, we don't. But why don't we? But why do we roll the dice and take the risk on behalf of our kids? What would happen? I trust it'll never happen to you, and it's never happened to me, and I hope it never does, that a child of mine or a grandchild of mine these days is in a similar position. I know which way I'd be going.
Well, I have a child, actually, who's vaccine injured, and this is one of the reasons why I feel so passionate about this. The AVN never tells anyone what they should or should not do, but we are strongly in support of parents being able to make that decision for their own children, because it cuts both ways, Harvey. You can be damaged by a disease or you can be damaged by a vaccine. Life is full of risk, but it must be the parents' informed decision. They must be given the information and they must be allowed to make that choice for themselves. And the state health departments say that parents have that right. And who is that judge to take that right away from the parents?
Probably acting in the interests of the baby, I'd suggest. Now, what's this? I just go back. I don't think you answered the question, the original question, or one of the original questions, and that was, what is all this about you hiding parents who might find themselves in similar situations? How do you do that?
Because we believe strongly in the rule of...
But what do you do? Do you smuggle them away and lock them in a room and refuse to tell people where they are? How do you hide them?
We had a very similar situation with another family whose child was hepatitis B positive. This one was in New South Wales. And they escaped from the hospital, and we found them a place to stay. The police were out after them, and it finally turned out that the hospital admitted that they had done the wrong thing in trying to force this family to take the vaccine. The police were called off, and the family was allowed to leave.
Do you think, though, that you run the risk of performing an illegal act by hiding people from the authorities?
I believe that that I am here not to change things, but to make it easier for parents to exercise their rights. Now, the law says that parents are entitled to do this, and if a judge or a police officer or a doctor is doing something to contravene the law, then I believe it's everyone's responsibility to make sure that the law is upheld.
Why do you think the doctors applied for this court order immediately after the birth of this child? Why do you think they did that, Meryl? Do you think they did it perhaps because they thought they might be acting in the best interest of the child? Because clearly the parents haven't been.
Clearly the parents haven't been. I don't know where you get that from. Who cares more about a child, a doctor who's only seen them for a few minutes, or the parents who carried them for 9 months and who want to raise them for the rest of their lives?
And who, based on religious grounds, we don't want to tread on anybody's toes here, but who on religious grounds says, I don't want my child vaccinated.
The mother said religious grounds, the father said philosophical, and I'd actually spoken with the father, and he had done an awful lot of research into this. He didn't make this decision lightly. And, you know, he had done an awful lot of medical research into this issue. And
so he's a doctor, is he? Has he got a medical background?
Has he
got a medical background? Has his wife got a medical background? Have you got a medical background?
I have done 20 years of research, Harvey. If you're in the hospital tomorrow and your doctor says, I want to do X treatment to you, and you say, well, hang on a second, I'd like to get a second opinion, or I have spoken with many doctors about this before and done some research on my own, and I don't necessarily think that's in my best interest, and the doctor said, well, we're going to do it anyway.
No, but the difference is this child was 24 hours old. I'm 65 years old. I'm old enough and ugly enough to make up my own mind on what treatment I have. The baby hasn't got anyone acting in his or her best interest, in this case in particular.
Are you actually saying that you don't believe the parents were acting in the child's best interest?
Yes, I am saying exactly that.
I believe you're wrong there.
Well, I believe you're wrong.
The law says that you're wrong there because the parents have that right. And we go down a really bad slippery slope if we start saying that parents don't have the right to make health decisions for their own children when they have done their research and they have gathered information and they feel, and time again, doctors make errors that lead to people being hurt or even killed. It's got to be the parents' responsibility. If the child is injured by the vaccine, the doctor's not going to take responsibility, nor is the hospital.
Well, who's going to take responsibility if that child had contracted hepatitis B?
The parents will take responsibility
if
the child is sick or whether the child becomes ill because of a vaccine.
Yeah, well, someone's got to protect the child interest, and these people weren't. Thanks for joining us today, Meryl. Well, be interesting to hear what our listeners have to say. Meryl Dorey, President of the Australian Vaccination Network. She says that they don't have an opinion on vaccination, not much. I still say they should change their name to the AAVN, the Australian Anti-Vaccination Network.